Random House Audio presents The Suicide Run, Five Tales of the Marine Corps by William Styron. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Blankenship. Amid the smelly stretch of riptides and treacherous currents formed by the confluence of the Upper East River and Long Island Sound, stands a small, low-lying island. Surmounted for most of its length by ancient prison buildings, it is an island hardly distinguishable, in its time-exhausted drabness, from those dozens or so other islands occupied by prisons and hospitals, which give to the New York waterways such a bleak look of municipal necessity, and, for some reason, especially at twilight, that air of melancholy and erosion of the spirit. Yet something here compels a second glance. Something makes this island seem even excessively ugly and a meaner and shabbier eyesore. Perhaps this is because of the island's situation. For a prison island, it just seems to be in too nice a place. It commands a fine, wide view of the blue sound to the east and the white houses on the mainland nearby, houses which, though situated in the Bronx, are so neat and scrubbed and summery-looking as to make New York City seem as remote as Nantucket. One passing by the island might more logically envision a pretty park here, or groves of trees, or a harbor for sailboats, than this squalid acre of prison buildings. Yet perhaps it's the buildings themselves which make the place look more than ordinarily grim and depressing, so that the cleanly, utilitarian, white marble structures on the other of the city's islands seem, by comparison, almost beguiling sanctuaries. These date back nearly a century.